But he said this, but if you walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood, if you just follow the light, the blood will keep you clean from the unknown sin as well as the known sin. I said the blood, if you walk in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And if it cleanses us from all sin, how do that leave me? It leaves me with no sin. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm going to get a few of y'all free today. Amen. Because he didn't call me into this to do it in my own strength. He gave me grace. Hallelujah. He gave me grace. He gave me faith. He gave me the ability to walk by faith. And even though I do miss it, it wasn't my intention to do it. And even if it had been my intention, he still had mercy for me. Am I helping anybody? Hallelujah. I'm talking about some light here today. Hallelujah. And so he said, but when you do what verse 8 said, go to verse 8. This is where we get in trouble. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Because everyone that's sitting up in here have missed it. Every single one of us. I don't care how high you jump this morning. I don't care how much you shout and holler. Somewhere between the time you got born again and this moment, you missed it. And listen, we are not pushing missing it. We are talking about the light. And the light will cause you to receive what's in the light. And that is the goodness of God. But when a person won't own up to the truth, that's what get them in trouble. Huh? He said, because look what he said. He said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Go to verse 9. If we do what? If we own up and say, Lord, I missed it. I've sinned. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If he cleansed me from all unrighteousness, where did it leave me? How did it leave me? It leave me righteous. It leave me righteous. And that leave me qualified. All that he has. Amen. I said leave me qualified to receive all that he has for me. He has life for me. He has health for me. He has strength for me. He has wisdom for me. He has joy for me. He has peace for me. Whatever he got, whatever Jesus is an heir to, I'm a joint heir with him. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. So what we have to do, what we have to do is find out what rightful belongs to us and begin to walk in it. So let me talk about that a minute. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 4. I may come back and get some of it, but I think I didn't see what time I saw. Proverbs chapter 4, we there. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Listen to this. It said, my son, attend to my words. Do what? Remember, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. In him was life. Who was life? The word. Who was life?
The Word.
What did he say, attend to?
My Word.
Why do I attend to the Word? Look at it. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my saying. You know what God really want to do? Really wants you to do? He wants you to incline. That means, incline means to listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he is saying. So much and so to what he is saying, it becomes your saying. I'm going to say it again because it kind of shook by some of. God wants you to learn to listen to what he is saying till his saying become your saying. God said you're healed. God said you're wise. God said you're righteous. God said you're more than a conqueror. God said you're strong. God said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So what do you say? I say I'm strong. I say my needs are met. I say I'm more than a conqueror. I said I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Where did I get that? That's what God said. Now it become my saying. As he is, so am I. In this earth, not when I get to heaven. As he is, so am I right now. He's God. He's righteous, so am I. He's holy, so am I. He's rich, so am I. He's wise, so am I. He's strong, so am I. That's why he said, let the weak say, I'm strong. Hallelujah. Where do we get it from? Attending to his word. He said, attend to my words, incline thy ear to my saying, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them where? In the midst of thine heart. Why? For they are life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. It in his word is life. They are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I'm going to say it again. Health to all their flesh. Most people, when they get prayed for, they're believing God for the healing, especially in that area. They're looking in the flesh. I don't know if I feel any better. Or they're looking for somebody else that's doing the praying to make them feel better. They prayed for them, but they don't got it. They don't have it. And what they don't understand, what God wants you to understand, all of your, everything in your life began right here in your spirit. Right here in your spirit. Your life began in your spirit. Healing began in your spirit. Prosperity began in your spirit. Peace began in your spirit. Joy began it right here. That's where it began. If you can believe on the inside of you that you heal, it'll manifest itself to the outside. Woo. If you can believe it, and if you can believe that you heal, you can believe that you're strong, that flesh will finally catch up. Hallelujah. So God said, I want you to know that in me is light and there is no darkness at all. Amen. And so he said, for in him were life and for they are life to those that find them and help to all thine flesh. Light, God's light come when the word enter into your heart. Light come with the word. Because God is light. If you want light about something, get the word in. As long as the word remain on the page of the Bible, you're reading. Or you just remember the words in your head. It won't work for you. But if you feed on this word and meditate upon it and put it into practice,